Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Holy Spirit, rain down on us. Welcome, beloved, to Kingdom Gathering Online Church. This is your host, Apostle Minetta here. We are live in the great city of Detroit. We send our blessings and greetings in the name of Jesus to those that are near and far. As the song by Alvin Slaughter, Holy Spirit, rain down on us. We want the Holy Spirit to rain down on this global radio broadcast as we are gathered here, another glorious day that the Lord has made this Sunday morning as we gather in the throne of grace, as we lift up our voices in prayer and praise and worship and adoration, and that we glorify the wonderful Jesus the Christ this morning. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit. I encourage you, grab your Bible, grab a pen, a paper, something to write with, and most of all, come, beloved, with an open spirit as the Holy Spirit will rain down on us for the next 30 minutes. We have a live call-in number. I encourage you to dial 1-347-945-6272. That is our live call-in number. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a question or a comment. We want you to come and be a part of what God is doing here online, through our online church. And as the psalmist is saying, Holy Spirit, rain down on us this day. Rain down on us, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our revealer of truth. Holy Spirit, rain down on us this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Yes, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, beloved, here's another glorious day. I just pray that God's blessings upon you and your household today, in the days to come, that the Holy Spirit would rain down on you and that the presence and power of God would be in your midst in Jesus' name. Today, beloved, as we have been traveling on this road, this journey of back to the Bible, and our mission, our charge, for you who have tuned in, who's listening in, is that we are training and equipping and preparing you and empowering you to be authentic disciples of Christ, building you up to have a strong foundation to do the work of Christ and to advance the kingdom of God in every sphere of society. And so today, beloved, as led by the Holy Spirit, for your consideration as a message to us, God's plan, living a life of purpose and passion. Amen. God's plan, living a life with purpose and passion. Amen. And so a couple of scriptures I want us to take in consideration for today's message, topic, subject. The first one is found in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 14. Amen. I will read them for your hearing. And then also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. Amen. I want you to write those down because throughout this week, beloved, I want you to dissect. Yes, I want you to dissect every word, every passage of scripture in these two verses of scripture. And then by the power of the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who is the revealer of truth, that you will even have a greater revelation, greater discernment, greater insight of what God is speaking to us through his word. To know today, beloved, God has big plans for you. Amen. God has big plans for you, and he has plans to give you a future and a hope. So let me read the first passage of scripture for you found in Jeremiah chapter 29, starting at verse 11. And this is the New King James translation. And that's another thing. I want to encourage you, read it in at least three or four, maybe five other translations of these passages of scripture. Amen. So, for your hearing. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Verse 14, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. And then in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 17 through verse 21, for your hearing. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. That's the word of God for his people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, beloved, I want you to mark your calendar already to come back, because I'm sure it's going to be a part two and maybe a part three. When we look at, we are coming to the close of 2016 and embarking on a new calendar year of 2017, the Gregorian calendar of 2017. We know the Hebraic calendar, we're already in the year 5777, which is the year of the ruling sword. And as I have been teaching over the last several weeks about the sword, which is the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Word of God, which is a weapon in your mouth. Amen. And so I want you to hold on to knowing that God has big plans for you. Many right now are in the midst of writing down New Year's resolutions, what they want to take place in 2017, and the plans and the goals and the visions and the dreams and the aspirations. But I want you to hear, as we travel through Jeremiah 29:11-14, it's saying God has plans for you and for me, beloved. He says, as I read in the New King James Version, it says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. But when we look in the King James Version, it says, beloved, that he knows the plans, amen, the plans that I have for you. We have to be mindful of what are God's plans for our lives, amen, and that's why we must study his word. I have 8 things that I challenge my prayer lines and students with. And those 8 I want to share with you, beloved. If you want to know the plan that God has for your life, and they're big plans, is that you need to study the word, read the word, meditate on the word, memorize the word, decree and declare, confess and pray. Those 8 actions, they are verbs that you want to know the plans that God has for you. It will be revealed by the power of the Holy Spirit through the word of God. And so when we look at these plans throughout scripture, we can see God's plan being revealed to certain persons as well as to us. And so I want you to hear, as we look at Jeremiah 29:11-14. And next week we'll just pick up 2 Corinthians 5:17. I don't want to rush through, because as you are seeking God in Proverbs 16, it says to us to submit our plans unto God, and then he will bring them to completion. He will bring them to pass. He will bring them to succeed. And so all the dreams, goals, aspirations, visions that you have stirring in your heart, submit them. Because we know Habakkuk says, Habakkuk 2, verse 2, 3, 4 says, write the vision down. Make it plain that so he or she that reads it can run with it, can implement it. Though it may tarry, though it may not be delayed, it shall come to pass at the appointed time. Now, I'm saying that to someone because maybe God has given you a dream, a vision, some goals, or assignment. And it's been 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. It shall come to pass, beloved. So I'm going to share with you as well as some tips, some keys to planning, to writing that plan, to writing those goals and visions. But when we look at this particular passage found in Jeremiah, we want you to really receive that we all are encouraged by a leader who stirs us up to move ahead. Someone who believes that you can do the task that they've given you, or who will be with you all the way. It could be a spiritual leader. It could be a mentor. It could be a coach. It could be a manager, supervisor, someone that's served as a leader / mentor type of person in your life. So I want you to understand, beloved, God is that kind of leader. He's with you all the way. And that task, that assignment that he's given you, that goal, that plan, they all come from God. That aspiration he's given to you, he's going to be there with you all the way. Because he knows the future, and his plans for you and me are good and full of hope. And as long as the God who knows the future provides our agenda and goes with us, we'll fulfill his mission. That's right. His plans. That we would do it with passion. We would do it purposeful. That we would have boundless hope. And that knowing that God is with us. And this doesn't mean, beloved, that we will not be spared pain or challenges or trials or circumstances or situations or suffering or hardship. But that God will see you and me through to a glorious conclusion. Just as he said to Joshua. He told Joshua to study the word, to meditate on his word, and never let it depart from his mouth. There it is, your mouth. You got a sword in your mouth that you can confess and decree and declare God's word over your life. But as he told Joshua that he would then have good success and make his way prosperous. God is with us. He has a great plan. He has big plans for you, beloved, for me on this day, this glorious day that he has made. And I'm encouraging you, write it down. What has been stirring in your spirit for the last several weeks, months, or even years? Have you ever taken time to write it down? That's one of the things that I do at the end of the calendar year as a workshop I offer to individuals who want to jumpstart their year by vision casting and goal setting and dream making. We come together for 4 or 5 hours And so in 2017, Saturday, January the 7th, here in Detroit, we will have a live vision casting, goal setting, dream making workshop. I call it Jumpstart Your New Year with Good Success. This is our fifth year. And if you're listening in and you're in the metropolitan Detroit area, you can register. It's a nominal cost that's going to include coaches as well as instruction and materials and even a lunch. You can get that anywhere, beloved. We're going to pour into you the plan that God has put inside of your spirit, because God has big plans for you. And so, beloved, God is telling us in this passage of scripture, when we look at verse 2, he says, now, you need to call upon me. So that's a key word. I want you to circle or write it in your book. He said, call upon me, seek me, so you shall go and pray, and I will hear you. So what is it that God has spoken in your spirit? He said, call upon me, seek me, pray, commune with me. See, God did not forget his people, and he has not forgotten you, beloved. Even though they were held in captive in a Babylonia, you may be in an enemy's camp right now, beloved. And you could be in the camp of debt or lack of the enemy. It could be a physical or relational, whatever it is, beloved. God has not forgotten you. And so he plans to give you a new beginning with a new purpose. That's right. He has big plans for you, God's plan for you, living life with purpose and passion. So think about this new beginning with a new purpose. What is that? What does it look like to you, beloved? So that's what God has coming into this new year. He has new beginnings for you, forgetting those things of the past, but pressing toward the mark of the high calling. Looking forward, moving forward with God and the plans and the purpose and the future that he has for you to turn you into a new person. He said, behold, for I do a new thing. So, beloved, in the times of deep trouble, it may seem that God has forgotten you, but he may be just preparing you as he did the people of Judah for a new beginning with God at the center. And so as I share these nuggets with preparing you for your future that God has in place, a future with hope and an expected end, beloved, that you think that God said, call upon him, pray unto him, he will hear you when you seek him. You're going to find him, beloved. When you search with him with all your heart, everything. See, according to God's wise plan, his people, you and I, we were to have hope and a future. So they should call upon him, even though those that were in exile, they were in a difficult place. That's right. A difficult place and time, and you may be experiencing that right now. But I'm saying to you, beloved, as he said, that do not despair, because you have God with you at all times. They had God's presence, and we have, as they had, the privilege of prayer and God's grace, God's unmerited favor. And so God can be sought and found when we seek him urgently, wholeheartedly. Neither strange lands, sorrow, frustration, or physical problems or financial problems can break that communion, beloved, because God has big plans for you today that you can jumpstart today, a new beginning, a new plan, a new purpose, that you have new passion, toward that assignment that God has placed in you, that he's birthing through you, God's plan to manifest in your life. And so as we look at these key steps in you planning, beloved, I have 7 to share with you, and hopefully we'll have enough time to complete them today. If not, we will go through, and we look forward to you joining us next week. But that first important key in you planning, number one is, ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. We see this in James chapter 1, verse 5. Very familiar passage of scripture, and I will read it for you just in case you've never heard this before. But, beloved, he tells us that we are to ask for wisdom. Amen. The word of the Lord says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And verse 8, he is a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways, that you would receive, I skip verse 7, for let him not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Amen. So you want to ask for wisdom. That's key number one in your planning, beloved. Ask for wisdom. Number two is write it down. Habakkuk 2:2. Keep a daily journal, a daily planner. You can find it on the internet. You can find it in your local office supply store. But you want to record a daily activity. Some want to call that things to do, your to-do list. But that's the list, beloved, that you're going to submit to the Lord every day. According to Proverbs 16:4. That you submit your plans unto the Lord and that he will establish them to succeed. We want to, God has already told us in Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans he has for us, plans to prosper us and bring us to an expected end. See, so as you read various translations, you're going to pick up other nuggets that God is speaking to you in Jeremiah 29:11. We know his thoughts, his plans. He wants to prosper us. He wants to bring us to an expected end that we would have hope. So as we are writing down the plans, ask for wisdom, number one. Number two, keep a daily journal, planner, to things to do list that we are submitting to God. Number three, keep it handy. Review it. Refer to it. Use your journal as a point of contact for prayer, of writing scriptures. It's going to become invaluable. I write scriptures on my journal, on my calendar, on my planner that I want to pray throughout the day. And so a nugget or key number four is write it out in detail. Write it down. Number five, follow it on a daily basis. I know some of you plan for the week, plan for the month, plan for the quarter, plan for the year, but you never go back and view the plans, the goals, the dreams, the aspiration. How are you going to do it? And that's another part of our workshop is goal setting. but not only goal setting, but implementation. We utilize the SMART system. Many of you have heard that. Make it specific, make it measurable, achievable, or attainable, make it realistic, and make it time certain or time sensitive. As you are planning, as you are developing out the plans that you have, that God has stirred and planted and in your spirit, beloved. So number six is develop a detailed picture, a picture in your heart, a picture in your mind, vision. And we're going to be doing vision boards or vision journals or vision books. Oh, beloved, as we develop this plan that God has for you, for your life, that you're doing it with purpose and with passion, and that it shall come to pass. And then number seven. We're going to go back and dig into them a little bit more in detail next week. That's why you got to come back. But number seven is keep flexible for the unexpected. I have a little acronym, thou shalt be flexible or thou shalt break. It's the Minetta Hare 11th commandment. Thou shalt be flexible or thou shalt break. In other words, beloved, you got to be able to adjust and adapt to change, to transformation. Maybe you've been doing something, a certain thing, a certain way for the last 10 years, 20, 30, 50 years of your life. And this is the year for transformation and change in your life. A renewing of your mind, a new plan, a new purpose, a new beginning, a new aspect, new. And so God has his plans ready for you to adapt and to implement in your life. See, beloved, it takes a moment to get a command from God. It takes a lifetime to get the plan from God. And so I'm saying to you today, as you meditate on Jeremiah 29 and 11 through 14, there are some rich nuggets of instructions, directions, precepts, commands, directions, guidance for you to be successful, for you to prosper, and to have an expected end. Oh, that you would grasp what the Word of God is speaking to us in this season. Again, so I'm encouraging you, beloved, put yourself in the status and the mindset of learning to stay in the secret place, that place of communing, that place of being in fellowship with God, past that moment of just hearing a word or command from the Lord. But you got to learn how to linger in his presence as God begins to show you the plans for achieving and accomplishing those visions and dreams and goals that he has imparted in your spirit, that you will be prepared to hear the word of the Lord. Just like Noah heard in a moment build an ark. But he had to linger longer to hear the details of building a safe ark and the plan for the inhabitants of it. And so we know again, God says, I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you, plans to prosper you and to do you no harm and bring you to an expected end when you call upon me and go and pray to me that he would hear us, that we would seek him. That would be a top priority, that we would seek him with our whole hearts, and that we would find him, and he would bring us forth. He would bring the dream, the vision, the plans. He would bring them forth in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, beloved, that's part one of God has big plans for you, living life with purpose and passion, that you would take time in the secret place, in that quiet place, spend time with God throughout the day and throughout the rest of this week, that you will grasp what God is speaking to your spirit through the Holy Spirit, that you would read and study and meditate and memorize, confess and decree and declare and pray God's word over your life, the plans that he has given to you, the vision, that you pray over it, beloved, that you seek God, that you write it down and watch it happen. Watch for the manifestation of what God has spoken in your spirit, in Jesus' name. So as we go forth, trust today that in Christ your life is secure in the purpose and plans of God. Again, trust in God's plan for your life. Trust in God's ways, God's plans, his thoughts. His thoughts are greater than our thoughts, higher than our thoughts for our lives, each, beloved. So as we trust God and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall establish our path today. God's plan. He plans to prosper us, that we will be in good health as our soul prospers, that nothing is missing and nothing is lacking in each of our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Beloved, I do want to share with you some exciting things that are coming up this week here in the ministry. Number one, beloved, we will have our outreach, our annual Christmas community outreach at COTS on Thursday, December the 22nd at 7 p.m. We will be ministering and serving and giving and sharing with 120 children and over 70 adults. And we need your help. If you're listening in near and far, become a partner of hope. You can make a donation because we want to give a warmth, which will include hats, gloves, scarves, socks, and underwear to the children that are residents at COTS. We are seeking 120 donors, partners of hope, who will support this outreach. You can do that through our secure PayPal account, paypal.com, and our email address is faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. And so we look forward to you partnering with us, partnering with God through this ministry. And then on December the 30th, Friday, December the 30th, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., we will host our final Global United Prayer Summit, which is 12 hours of praise, worship, and prayer-a-thon. Yes, we are praying, praising, and worshiping and celebrating for 12 straight hours. And we want you to be a part. Our call-in number is 1-712-770-4160. And the code is 313954#. If you're part of our Facebook family, we're going to have it posted there, LinkedIn, Twitter, every social media platform, because this is for you. as we will be praying, praising, worshiping, celebrating the goodness of God for 12 hours on December the 30th. Amen, amen. And then throughout this week, beloved, Monday through Friday, our live at 5 a.m. prayer call. We want you to be a part. Same number, 1-712-770-4160-31395-4 pound is the code. That's Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be blessed, strengthened, encouraged, inspired, and empowered by the prayer experience. All are welcome and all are invited. Oh, we are excited of what God is doing through this ministry. We want you to be a part of our upcoming Global School of Ministry. Global School of Ministry. It is a tuition-free Global School of Ministry, but registration, application, and an interview are required, amen, because we want to make sure you are committed, dedicated, and this is what the Lord God is directing you to be a part of our Global School of Ministry. So if you want additional information, you can email our office at faithatworkmissions@gmail.com and request your application. Amen. The enrollment is open now. So I encourage you to do that. We have a limited seating capacity. We're looking, it will be live in the city of Detroit on site. And then we're working to look at online as well. But, beloved, you have to start the process of enrollment, which is a registration fee and a application and interview. It is tuition free in Jesus' name. We thank God for the opportunity to be a blessing to you as we equip and prepare, train you for the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And then mark your calendar, 2017, Saturday, January the 7th, jumpstart your new year with good success. This is our life and business vision casting and goal setting workshop that I mentioned to you already. You can register. You will be seeing information on our Facebook page coming this week that you can register. Also, beloved, we're closing out our announcements starting Monday, January the 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will start our mentoring and coaching program. This is a 12-month training and development in life management and business development. We want you to be a part of what God is doing for those that have aspiration for business development, starting your own business, and those that want mentoring and coaching in life management. We're going to cover a variety of eight different topics. And so, beloved, this is what you want to tap into. Oh, I'm excited to be one of the lead coaches. We will have visiting instructors, coaches, mentors to be a part. It is a phenomenal 12-month program. Your life will never be the same. You will be transformed in Jesus' name for good success that God has for you. And then we are hosting Friday, January 21st through the 28th, our Wise Women of Wealth Global Tour Retreat in Jamaica, man. And so more information will be coming. It is a 3-day conference on personal and professional development. Our theme is invest in yourself, invest in your success. Amen, amen. Those are our announcements for the Kingdom Gathering online church. We want you to be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. And if you want to be a blessing to your tithes and your offerings, you can send it through our PayPal account, faithatworksmissions@gmail.com. God loves a cheerful giver. We have much work to do in advancing the kingdom and carrying out the spirit of Matthew 25. When you've done it unto the least of them, you've done it unto me. And so, beloved, as we go from this place, I pray the blessings of the Lord will make you wealthy and rich without toil and without sorrow. That is my prayer in Jesus' name. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. We'll be back next week again, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Kingdom Gathering Online Church. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom.